What I study is how children think about and talk about things like race and topics related to identity. About a couple years ago, I collaborated with some folks at an elementary school working in the fourth and fifth grade classrooms, doing some in-classroom projects related to identity and culture.
What do some of those things that you do in that in-classroom program look like as you're studying race and social interactions with children?
We do a variety of things. A lot of them are art-based. So, for example, one of our earliest activities was a self-portrait and asking children to draw their face. And we start off by teaching them about the basics of a self-portrait. But from there, we go into choosing pastels that match their skin color and having conversations about how they're selecting the different colors, how it matches their skin tone, which really opens up some conversation about the way kids think about skin color.
So, as you've studied children's perceptions of race and social interactions, what are some of the most interesting things you've observed?
I think one of the things that sticks out to me most is how complexly children are thinking about identity and race, and maybe not in the same terms that we in academia or in college or graduate school are thinking about it, but they are thinking about what it means to be who they are in their communities and in relation to others and who they see on television and in the media. Kids are at a very young age making comparisons, and maybe not with judgment, but just looking at similarities and differences. The other thing is how much of these messages, whether visual or verbal or nonverbal, become internalized and shapes the way that they think about who they are and who they can be.
So in the article that I read, it had 10 tips from you about talking to children about race. Can you summarize some of those tips, or maybe talk about what the overarching theme of them might be?
The thread running through all of the 10 tips is to have the dialogue with kids as early as they are ready to talk about it. As soon as kids start noticing things about difference that they're pointing out, or why does that kid on the playground have different skin color from me, for parents or adults to start engaging in those conversations. And that can happen in the classroom, that can happen anywhere. And the next main theme is for adults to become more comfortable talking about issues of race, to begin understanding our own early messages that we received about race and how it was talked about. That gives us a little bit more of preparation to be able to talk about it with our kids.
Why is starting that dialogue with children so important?
We are living in a society in which issues of difference, particularly around race, I would say in our country, is just out there all the time. And lots of information through social media and through television is being thrown at children all the time. And so for us as adults, parents, teachers, relatives, it's really an important thing for us to be able to help filter some of those messages.
Are there ways that having these conversations about race and thinking about how to talk about race with your children or with children you interact might help adults with their perspective of race and how they process that and interact with others in their communities?
Absolutely. So that's a great question. One of the things I, as a parent, grapple with all the time is how to follow up with children when they ask questions or bring something up around difference and race. One of the tips that I suggest, and others do as well, is to keep the conversation going and to not be afraid of not knowing something. And saying to your child, you know, I don't know, but let's go look it up together, or let's find out. The other piece of this is recognizing that there may be some discomfort around talking to children around race, because it's not something that many of us grew up doing in our households. And so being okay with that discomfort. The other thing is letting kids take the lead. And so depending on the age of the child that you're speaking with, their attention span for sticking to one conversation topic might be a little bit shorter than someone, let's say, who's 10. And so being okay with having the conversation stop after a couple of minutes and pick up at a different point, important to highlight.
Thank you so much for your time today. I really enjoyed visiting with you.
Oh, sure. Thank you. I appreciate it.
A link to the article featuring the rest of Tao's 10 tips can be found at upr.org. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Madeline Mortensen.